Hello and welcome to the news, your 30-minute wire to the day's big headlines. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. Let's get started with the top stories tonight. The Prime Minister will be in the United States from tomorrow until the 26th of September. His whirlwind trip will include a Quad Leaders Summit, bilaterals with the US President. On the agenda, Afghanistan, terror, trade and clean energy. We are starting an era of relentless diplomacy after a relentless war in Afghanistan, says the US President as he addresses the United Nations General Assembly. India calls the United Kingdom's vaccine stand discriminatory, warns of reciprocal action after the UK says even fully vaccinated Indians will have to self-isolate for 10 days. The US, however, will allow restriction-free travel for Covishield vaccinated Indians from November. Women can join the National Defence Academy after May 2022, the government tells the Supreme Court in an affidavit, but also adds that dilution in training could affect battle worthiness. Allegations that Amazon's legal representatives bribed officials in India will be investigated, says the government. Amazon launches an internal probe saying it has zero tolerance towards corruption. The Bengal BJP gets a new chief, Sukanto Mojumdar, just days after Babul Supriyo's shock exit. But he says Talibanization of Bengal is his biggest concern. Anand Giri, top aide of Sir Narendra Giri, who died by suicide, is arrested and charged with abetment. The Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister visits Prayagraj and says the culprit won't be spared. The Enforcement Directorate begins a money laundering probe after heroin disguised as talcum powder seized at Gujarat's Mundra port is estimated to be worth 21,000 crore rupees. Sources say the heroin was headed from Kandahar to Delhi. Canada's Trudeau wins a third term in power. He tweets saying, "Thank you for choosing a brighter future." Another massive milestone for women's one-day skipper Mithali Raj. She notches up over 20,000 runs in her cricketing career. She is already the highest scorer in women's cricket across formats.